Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
I'll bring you some of those cycling texts a little bit later on because we're getting some really good ones in. 51551. That's the number you need. Two, if you have any questions for our personal finance expert, Owen McGee, who will be here a little bit later on. He's taking questions on anything finance related, but in particular, if you're struggling over Christmas or you want to figure out how to manage the bills over this time, Owen will have plenty of advice on that too. 51551. Yesterday, the Capuchin Day Centre in Dublin faced such a high demand for its services that volunteers had to stop handing out tickets for food hampers. Alan Bailey is manager of the Capuchin Day Centre and is on the line. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks very much for joining us. Now, I was reading in the Irish Times about this morning. You had big crowds there yesterday.
We had, Claire. Our queue started at 4:15 yesterday morning. And by 8 o'clock or 8 a.m, our normal Wednesday service of food parcels had all been depleted. Now, we were giving out tickets for our Christmas hampers as well at the same time.
Okay.
But by 11 o'clock, we had 3,000 people having queued for the tickets. And at one stage, the Gardaí had to stop, for crowd safety, had to stop us distributing the tickets until they got control of the queues.
And do you have enough food hampers to hand out to all those people?
We had 3,000 food hampers. Clear. That's what we budgeted for and that's what we used this year.
Okay. And why were people there at 4 o'clock in the morning? Were they queuing for the hampers or were they queuing for the daily food service?
Both. They were queuing. The hampers were... The daily service would be going ahead at that time anyway. And normally they'd start queuing from about 6 a.m. But I think it was because of the tickets for the food, for the Christmas hampers, that people came that little bit earlier.
And what were the guards concerned about?
It's public safety, Claire. There's a lot of people queuing on the footpath and out on the road and people trying to jump queues and, you know, the usual.
Yeah.
And pushing and shoving. Not unrealistic.
Probably the usual you'd see in a queue where people probably feel that the supplies are going to run out.
And that's it, exactly.
Yeah. Alan, you were there involved since 1972, am I right?
At some level or other since the early 70s.
And how does this compare, 2022?
Absolutely unprecedented. I've never, ever seen that. When Brother Kevin started the service way back, as long ago as 1969, 20 or 30 people a day would come in and sit inside for the day. That's all changed. After the parcel service yesterday morning, we had 644 people in for lunch.
And do you expect the same today?
Oh, our average daily is somewhere in the region of 500.
Yeah, and I know because I've been down to you there and you just, your policy is you don't turn anybody away and you don't ask any questions.
No, we don't ask any questions and we've never asked questions of anybody. And if you turn up and, I mean, anybody who's queued from 4:15 yesterday morning has a need.
Of course. And you said you'll have 3,000 hampers, food hampers, to give at Christmas time.
Given, that's next Tuesday morning.
And given the demand, Alan, is there any way that you could see that you might be able to increase that, or are you at your limit now with 3,000?
Oh, not if necessary, we will, of course. I can assure you, Claire, that no one will go hungry. Nobody will leave without getting their hamper. And, you know, we're here to help, and we'll help as long as we can.
And people are, what are they telling you about the challenges that they're facing? Obviously for very basic supplies, that's what they need.
It is, and it's all of our clients, Claire, are not homeless, but they're people that maybe at time of year or just a particular time of week, they might just feel a little bit of a pinch, and we're there to help them as much as people who are on the roads and homeless.
All right, Alan, we'll let you get back to it. Thank you very much for speaking to us today and we wish you well there and all of the people who are doing such great work at the Capuchin Day Centre, feeding people, you know, putting food in people's tummies today and every day and giving out those hampers on Tuesday for Christmas. Alan Bailey, thanks very much for being with us. We'll take a quick break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.